She tore out of the cellar, scraping her shoulder as she pushed through the broken window and ran across the garden. She didn't dare look behind her to see if she was being followed, but focused on running as fast and as far as she could. At the end of the garden, she vaulted the fence and continued running, ignoring the fact that she was trespassing. She didn't know anyone here. That was part of her problem. The rain cooled her body, but her breathing became laboured quickly. The sound of the rain and her own breathing made it difficult to hear anything else. The hair at the back of her neck prickled as she jumped over a second fence. She was sure that there was someone, something, just behind her. She moved a little faster. The wet grass was slippery, and she almost fell when she landed after jumping another fence. She rested for a second, crouching below the white picket fence she'd just jumped over. She caught a glimpse behind her. She couldn't see anyone. There was no one there, no one coming after her. No shadows in the rain, no movement at all. She was relieved, but also worried. They couldn't just let her go. So if they weren't behind her, they must be ahead of her or running alongside her. They had to be close. What was their plan? She looked frantically around and was startled to see a small boy standing in the garden behind her. He was wearing a baby blue onesie and sucking his thumb. His blonde hair was plastered to his head, water running down his face. He was drenched. "What are you doing?" he said, taking his thumb from his mouth. "Are you playing hide and seek?" "Kind of," she answered. "Kind of."